This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle describes hell as an eternal separation from God. In hell, people no longer have any hope for salvation. Those doomed to hell, they don't want to know God, and they refuse to accept his salvation. They will, therefore, be allowed to stay away from him forever. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 today, where Paul the Apostle, writing to this church in Thessalonica, is speaking about some issues that on many different levels is very controversial today. We're going to pick it up in verse 5 of chapter 1. Our text where we are in our daily text is verse 9, but for the sake of context, let's go back to verse 5. And Paul writing says, "This is an obvious sign of the righteous judgment of God, to the end that you may be counted worthy of God's kingdom, for which you also suffer. For it is a righteous thing with God to repay affliction to those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, punishing those who don't know God and to those who don't obey the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then verse 9, our text today, "Who will pay the penalty, eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might." Verse 10, "And when he comes in that day to the glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed." Note that the passage here says that Christ will be glorified in his saints. Now that can't occur except by our finishing well, in the living out of our lives for him all the way from the beginning to the end, in our having fought the good fight, in our having finished the course, having kept the faith, as 2 Timothy 4:7 says, when each of us appear before that bema seat of judgment, when he returns for us and all of our trials are finally finished, as well as all of our work and service, there will be those who will be revealed as to their true lives, and many, their lives will glorify God. However, their glorification of God will not be because they are admired. They won't shine and be applauded because of who or what they did, but rather because of Christ. You know, because through all the good stuff that we've done, as well as our failures, at that point in life, in judgment, it'll be quite evident that we really can't claim any credit for anything good we ever did. It was and is all Jesus. All we ever did was let him work through us. All we ever did was trust him and his word. Verse 11 of the text says, "To this end we also pray always for you, that our God may count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire of goodness and work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ." The Living Bible says, "And so we kept on praying for you, that our God will make you the kind of children he wants to have, and that he will make you as good as you wish you could be, rewarding your faith with his power. Then everyone will be praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the results they see in you. And your greatest glory will be that you belong to him. The tender mercy of our Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ has made all of this possible for you." Hey, in the closing of this chapter, let me ask you, will God count you worthy of his calling? I mean, if he did indeed call you, does your life actually reflect that calling? Paul the Apostle's desire for the church in Thessalonica, as well as mine for you today, is that you fulfill every desire of goodness, quote unquote. That you live out his work of faith and power. Is the name of Jesus Christ glorified in you? Do you understand even what that means? Does your very living speak of his manifest power? When people come to know you, do they stand in awe of the God that's living in you? Even in the midst of times of trials and persecution? Look, unless your house is built upon the rock, you will not see the fulfillment of this prayer in your life. We are called to, quote, fulfill every desire of his goodness, end quote. What a statement. Man, that's some t-shirt stuff for sure, isn't it? called to fulfill every desire of His goodness. Despite the war we endure on this planet, our own trip-ups, our own shortcomings, God wants us to experience and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness. Do you? Are you? This is God's desire for you as well as Paul, as well as my desire for you. And when we live this way, life, well, overwhelms us with thanks. I mean, we get it. We understand. And when we know His good pleasure, when we know His goodness, when we live out not just His good works, but a real work of faith and mysterious power that is being manifested through us, the name of Jesus will be glorified in us. All because of Him, all because of His boundless grace.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.